Kia ora, guys. Before we get into today's podcast, I want to take this opportunity to invite you to a little event that I've got going on. Now, it's online, and it's a little bit of a fundraiser for a trip to Okinawa that I'm hoping to take in November. So that is the Bunkai Jam with myself and Sensei James Pankovic of the Asato Dojo. And that is on Sunday, the August 20th, 10 a.m. New Zealand Standard Time, and Japan 7 a.m. and the rest of the world, it'll be on the Saturday 3 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be an opportunity for you to throw some suggestions at us and for us to try and come up with ideas about how we might interpret that bunkai. If you're coming to the event, I will leave the link and so on and so forth, all details in the liners for the show. What you need is you need to bring a partner. You need to bring someone else so that you can have someone to work on. So James and I are going to do some freestyle creating, maybe even a little bit of interpretive dance if the mood takes us. But I'd love to have you. As I say, it is a fundraiser for a trip I'm hoping to take in November. So if you're wanting to contribute, I will leave the details again in the liners. But please, no pressure. If you just want to come and enjoy, we'd love to have you. But either way, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really thankful to Pankovic Sensei for taking time to help me out with this and to be part of the fun. I'm going to Okinawa in November to teach a little bit of our indigenous Māori martial arts and hopefully to get better at karate and kobudo and all those other things that I enjoy doing as well. So anyway, thanks so much and enjoy the show. When I was a kid, my favourite theme music to any show was Knight Rider, which should give you an idea of my age. If you already don't know, I think I waffle on about it quite a bit.
Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
And for those of you who are not of the same, shall we say, vintage as I am, Busta Rhymes did a great remix of it a few years later, a song called Rise Up, which probably for the younger people listening, if there are any, is probably ancient by your standards. But anyway, give it a goog and you'll know what I'm talking about. Anyway, the theme to Knight Rider was really interesting to me because it was really the first time that I'd heard electronic music, and there was just something really kind of cool about it. It had a cool Trans Am and riding across the desert, and it's just one of those really, really cool theme songs that I really liked. And going back, probably, I guess, sort of around the same time, there was a movie called Beverly Hills Cop, which was kind of the original Beverly Hills Cop, which was a kind of a vehicle for Eddie Murphy. And on it, there was a song by Harold Faltermeyer called Axel F. Now, it was another electronica song. maybe I'm forming a theme here. And I just remember it was such a catchy tune, and I really, really liked it. And the reason that I bring this up was because the other night, Sensei Tower and I were coming back from a long road trip, and it was my turn to drive. It was early hours of the morning, and you know what it's like in the early hours of the morning. There's not much to look at. Just try and keep your eyes on the road, your hands on the wheel, and your eyes open. So driving back, and I think, hey, look, I'm going to put my earpods in, and I decide, gosh, I'm going to Spotify a playlist. And I thought, hey, I might do the 80s. Yes, I'll do the 100 songs from the 80s, or 100 most popular songs from the 80s. I was a little kid in the 80s, but such nostalgia. And it was funny. I'm listening to these songs, and there's a whole bunch of songs that kind of come up. And whilst I really enjoy them and I'm really nostalgic about it, it was sort of like I could kind of hear how some of them have aged really, really well. Some of them have not aged really, really well and were kind of tinny and poorly produced and not great songs. Sometimes it's the lyrics, When I listened to them last, maybe I didn't understand the lyrics. Maybe I was too young to understand the lyrics. Or it was just, yeah, it just did not survive the test of time. And I think for me, if I relate it to martial arts and you're going, how is he going to bring this one up? Well, let's give it a shot. That there are things and ways that I felt about certain techniques, certain styles, and other styles, practitioners, and ways of doing martial arts, that when I was a kid, I don't feel that way anymore. And I've talked a lot about kind of evolving or actually growing past certain things. And I'm not for a second thinking that I'm any doyen of martial virtue. What I'm saying is that we change and we evolve. So to my ears, I mean, again, I'm going to age myself, but as a little kid, I also loved the theme to Dukes of Hazzard. Again, if you don't know what I'm talking about, give it a goog. So the Dukes of Hazzard, I think the theme song was by Waylon Jennings. And it was just this catchy kind of country song, and it was kind of cool because, you know, you're a little kid and, you know, you had cool cars again, and it was just a really cool tune and probably a lot of nostalgia. And I think for me, martial arts can be like that in the sense that we are different martial artists at different times. And I'm reminded of that this morning. I got up early, and my kind of ritual is I get up early. Usually I go to the gym setup that we have here at home and do my little circuits and whatnot. But this morning I thought I'll give it a miss because I'm going to be teaching class tonight and I want to be nice and fresh for class. So I come up to the dojo, put my gi on and train for a while and then grab my tea. Actually, what am I drinking this morning? I'm drinking cranberry tea. I'm just going to take a sip of it just to really annoy. It's like a party in my mouth and everyone's invited. And so, and then what I do after I've done training, I sit down and I've got my audio set up here. And during training, I usually come up with some idea about what I want to talk about when I do the podcast. And it just kind of struck me, this trip home the other night, just listening to these songs and the number of times that I saw myself as a particular thing when I was younger. And I'm not bemoaning the fact that I am in my frail dotage, I'm not, but you know what I mean. This morning I had to put on two knee braces for my knees. Not two knee braces on one knee, but one on each. And work my way into shikudachi and then just start moving. And I'm not kind of doing a moan about that, but isn't it interesting that when you look at the things in martial arts, perhaps if you've been doing it a while, when you first started, the things that really impressed you, the things that you were going, yeah, I want to be able to do that, I want to be able to do this, it kind of changes over time. For me, one of the things that I really enjoy with kata is, especially being, you know, a Goju-Ryu practitioner, and kata is where it's at, as is Bunkai, is I love watching people who can really apply their karate and have really strong kata. And I don't mean really strong kata in the sense that they sort of have, you know, Olympic level form. That's not, those things don't always go together, I find. Actually, some of the best practitioners in terms of the people that I like, their kata will not score many points. And then again, there are people who do a magnificent kata and they can do the bunkai and apply it all day long. My point is that when I was younger, I loved the spinning hook kick. I loved ushiro moshigiri, pardon me. I loved, you know, all the jumping techniques and the flashy stuff, and there was definitely a place for that. But now what I'm looking for is, I guess, my musical tastes have changed. So I remember there was a period in the late 80s when I was really into Quiet Riot, and they were kind of this, what would be considered a sort of a kitsch, sort of glam rock kind of rock band, sort of in the same vein as Twisted Sister, if you know who that is. Again, give it a goog. And I think later on I got introduced to Metallica and to Led Zeppelin and a bunch of other, I guess, rock gods, really, or I consider to be. And it's not that I didn't enjoy listening to Quiet Riot and Twisted Sister, but that was what I listened to then as a young kid. And I'm not being a snob about that either. I'm just saying that your palate changes over time. And what you're looking for is slightly different because your appreciation is different. And I should also say that I'm a singer. Well, I try to be a singer, and I'm not a guitarist or anything like that, so I'm not even fooling myself that I can speak about guitar solos. But if you listen to a band like, I mean, again, 80s bands, Bon Jovi, who had some wonderful music, and then you play Jimi Hendrix's Little Wing, no comparison. And I'm not begging Bon Jovi. They had their time and place in my life too. I don't want to get into the whole acid wash jeans and basketball boot thing. It's the whole thing. Point being is that it's okay to change and evolve the way that you appreciate what you do. I had this thing about, like I said, about kicking techniques. I really love flashy kicking techniques. And I was a huge fan of Jean-Claude Van Damme and all those sorts of people when they came on the scene. Now, one of the things I really look at is the transition between stances and certain kata. I love when people can do shikodachi, not this ridiculous kind of caricature of shikodachi or horse riding stance within their kata, where their butt is almost on the ground, but just a really strong, stable stance. And maybe the reason that I like it so much is because I have such problems with shikodachi now. And maybe that's what it's supposed to teach me. Maybe it's teaching me that there is room to change, and that whilst I'm, instead of getting all pissed off about the things I can't do when I watch this stuff, or I experience it, or I train with someone that can, it's really about appreciation and being inspired by. So yes, whilst you listen to your... when you take time and you listen to whatever it is that you're listening to, your guilty pleasure, your culture club, your whatever it is that you listen to, nothing wrong with culture club. You shouldn't do anything that I say. But I like to, whilst I like to listen to my 100 hits of the 80s, I think it's also not a bad thing to broaden our horizon and to listen to some other stuff so we can appreciate subtlety and we can, you know, enjoy what it is that we do. But I think I enjoy it more when there's a variety of influences as opposed to a nostalgic adherence to something that I did and something that I thought 40 years ago. And as, you know, some of those bands have taught us, if we're going to do anything, we should give it all we've got, because we're not going to take it. No, we're not going to take it. We're not going to take it anymore. I thank you.